The Bryce Sandarf Memhei says, Tonava Bon Bchoyom, Hayushtaim Mavachos, Vahayom Shalos, Achas Mavacha Gdola, Vahachas Mavacha Shnea, Shel Ktoris, Vahachas Mosif and Bobayom. So Rashi says, the third Mavacha, that they were Mosif on Yom Kippurim, Rashi says, Shemosif and Bobayom, Little Mimen Kholim and Tora Shel Lifnai Vlifnim. In other words, that the additional Mavacha on the Mizbeach, on Yom Kippur, was designated for the Ketores of Lifnai Lefim, the Kodesh Kadoshim, because each, according to Rashi, each Ketores requires its own Mavacha. So the Ketores in the Heichal is one Mavacha, and there's an additional one for Yom Kippur for the Mavacha of Lifnai Lefim. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Avodah Kshel Kumah Locha Hei, says Mashmah shows, is Mashmah not like that, because the Rambam says Shemosif Mavacha Kedei Lahada Hamizbeach LaOtro. So it's a separate reason that to Mema'ata the Mizbeach, they added an extra Mavacha, but it wasn't for necessarily for the Kholim. So L'Chori, what you need Pshat? Why shouldn't the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim, like Rashi, require its own Mavacha? So apparently the Rambam thinks that adding the Mavacha is only if it's for the it's only for Achilas Mizbeach, but and the other Mavacha will be on the Mizbeach Hazov, but if it's going to be Lifnai V'Lefnim, it's not Oichel the Mizbeach, so that wouldn't generate an obligation of having an extra Mavacha, and therefore the Rambam says that the reason is the Hadam is Be'er Ul Atra.